So about a week ago from the time I'm making this current clip, the NVMEs came out with 25 through 30 for the step one. And one of the drugs they want you to know is dinoprostone. Okay, so dinoprostone is a prostaglandin E2 analog. And you say, how does it relate to this woman receiving it during parturition? It's because it ripens the cervix. Okay, so the cervix needs to be soft and effaced and anterior for parturition to occur. And so topical dinoprostone can help mediate the ripening of the cervix. The question here then goes on to just simply say we have an in vitro assay where prostaglandin E2, this dinoprostone, is applied to smooth muscle cells. And we can see the tension of the smooth muscle decreases, okay, as a result of dinoprostone being administered. And we say, why is this the case? Now, once again, it's not my opinion as to what should be high yield or what should show up on the USMLE, okay? It's just this is what they assess on the NVMEs. So we look at these answer choices, and USMLE wants you to know that prostaglandin E2 increases CAMP. Okay, so if we think about G alpha S G proteins, we have increased adenylyl cyclase activity, which will increase CAMP, increased protein kinase A activity, and this is going to result in an inactivation of myosin light chain kinase. So we're going to have the prevention of phosphorylation of myosin light chain kinase, and the dephosphorylated form of myosin light chain is going to result in smooth muscle relaxation, okay, and increased blood flow and softening of tissues. So this is the mechanism for how prostaglandin E2 acts. If you look this up in the literature on Wikipedia, you'll see in fact there's numerous pathways, numerous G proteins, okay, that prostaglandin could technically act on. So why the USMLE specifically singles out CAMP? It's a good question, but the literature clearly supports this as well. But that's what they want you to know, okay? So your take-home point is just prostaglandins, prostaglandin E2 in particular, what's it going to do? Increases CAMP, and that's how we get smooth muscle relaxation, okay? And then just knowing that prostaglandin E2 is used to ripen the cervix. This is dinoprostone. Don't confuse this with misoprostol, which is prostaglandin E1. Misoprostol is the answer on the USMLE for how to alleviate NSAID-induced ulcers. Okay, I've seen that on a couple NVMe questions. I don't want to get too off topic about misoprostol right now, but we're just going to stay focused on this question. So we said dinoprostol will increase CAMP. It's G alpha S. And if we look at IP3, G alpha Q will increase IP3 activity. G alpha I G proteins will inhibit CAMP activity. Phospholipase A2, this is just the arachidonic acid pathway. Okay, so we've got phospholipids that will be converted into arachidonic acid via phospholipase A2. And then arachidonic acid is the precursor to both our cyclooxygenase pathway, where we can produce prostaglandins, prostacyclins. NSAIDs inhibit that pathway via COX, of course. And then we've got arachidonic acid being a precursor as well to the lipoxygenase pathway for leukotrienes, which are bronchoconstrictors. Okay. There's a lot we can talk about. Can make this a 17-minute clip. I think we just want to stay concise. So that's your take home. Dinoprostone is PGE2. It ripens the cervix, relaxes smooth muscle, it increases CAMP. Okay? If you liked this clip, subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time. That's it.